who choose. And if you don't win, then you've lost. What a good place to be. Don't believe her, cause you speak a different language and it's never something you are again. Don't believe her, oh no, cause it's never something you are again. That will land upon the knees, where they open all the wallets and they close all the minds, and they love to buy you all a drink. And as we ask all the questions, and you take all your clothes up and back to the kitchen sink. What a good place to be. Don't believe her, cause you speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe her, oh no, cause it's never been happy for me. What a good place to be. Don't believe her, speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe her, oh no, cause it's never been happy for me. Don't believe her, don't believe her, don't believe her, don't
believe her. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining me today, and that opening track, one of the most beautiful songs you'll ever hear. All the way back from 1986, the House Martins with a song called Happy Hour from their album London Nil Hull 4. And that song, I mean, probably like many songs and different bands and sounds for all of you, it just transports me back in time. And I was very young back then. I didn't know too much about music at all, but I was starting to form my love of bands like The Cure, The Clash, The Smiths. And this was another one of those that my brother had on record, and I'd hear it playing in his bedroom as we were getting ready to go out and walk around or play football in the back garden, or we were playing some football game in his room, like a board game, and we would just be playing record after record, and he would typically borrow records from his friends, and this was one of them that he came home with, and it just became firmly cemented in my life and my psyche, part of my very own personal 80s movement. And I hope you liked that one. And moving on completely to a different form and genre and speed and sound altogether, but sticking with my very unique personal 80s, and I'm not going to stick to the 80s all the way through this podcast, don't worry. This just happens to be a song I wanted to play, and it happens to be from the 80s, 2 years before that one, 1984. Not George Orwell's 1984, although it could be worse. But I remember there was a band, and I will mention their name in a moment, but a band that my friends and I discovered on our journey to find the heaviest band that we possibly could. And we'd found this, and when we first heard it, we were kind of scared. You know, honestly, we'd never heard anything like it. We thought, this, you know, what is the background of these people? They sound like they could be troubled, eviled, whatever it may be. And I remember we came across a bootleg live recording of the song, and we couldn't stop laughing. And the song is called Burst Command Till War by Sodom from In the Sign of Evil from 1984. But the reason that we couldn't stop laughing at the live version is that the vocalist and bassist Thomas Angel Ripper started by saying "Burst Command Till," and then you heard this vague crowd "Burst Command Till," "Burst Command Till," Buscamantil. Whoa. Sodom! And how do you like those 1984 special effects? But wow, that was amazing. That's another real trip down memory lane. And Sodom's still going strong today. You know, this was 1984, and they had released stuff prior to that as well. But you'll find Sodom still on tour today. Unfortunately, a band that I still have not seen live. And I truly hope they're one of the last bands that I would like to see live. I hesitate to say it because, of course, I wanted to see Motorhead. And when I finally got my tickets to see Motorhead, I think Lemmy Kilmister died about 1 month before the concert arrived that I was due to see him at. So I don't want to say anything that curses Sodom, but I would really like to see them live in concert. And like many people, every now and again they come to the US and they tour around the US because it's spacious and it's sunny and it's open and it's a little bit more free than places like Germany where they come from. And I'm not saying that Germany's not free. I'm not saying that the UK or other parts of Europe are not free, but sometimes they can be a little bit crowded and they do tend to have a lot of rules, and they also have a lot of civilians who will quickly report you to the police if you do something that, like, have one beer and then ride your skateboard home. That doesn't really matter in America. In America, it's kind of like, yeah, you can ride your skateboard home because you're just going to fall in the road and die and get killed. No one cares. That's your problem. You have the right to die in America. I like that. Oil company scam.
Uncle Sam. Get your money, I'll place your bets. It's up, get us down.
That's it, bayonets, jack grenades. Got enough bullets, got enough rounds to burn up this place. With the infantry and the cavalry, piercing through the skies, his body's burning, people die.
Get us down, so
it's bayonets, jack grenades. Got enough bullets, got enough rounds to burn up this place. The infantry and the cavalry, pushing through the skies, their bodies burn and people die.
That's Paid Vacation by the Circle Jerks, from their 1980 album Group Sex, featuring the legendary Greg Hetson on guitar, who later went on to play for Bad Religion for many years, and who I had the pleasure of meeting in Manchester, England, at Manchester University one night before a show, which was a really interesting meeting, actually. Just walking around the university, I was admiring the architecture and the open space. It was just me on my own in a completely empty space, and all of a sudden somebody came and leaned next to me on the railing, and it was Greg Hetson, and we started to chat, and we had quite a long conversation until eventually some fans found us, and of course they were all young fans, and they were all gathered, and they formed a circle around us, thinking that I must have been one of the sound engineers or crew or something. Anyway, I just thanked Greg for his words of wisdom, and I left him to his faithful following. And speaking of paid vacation, you know, Americans have a reputation for not taking much vacation. It's the home of the brave, the land of the free. And everyone's terrified of taking vacation because they're scared they'll lose their job and their health insurance, which they only have through their job, because there's nothing outside of work that gives you any kind of care or support or anything else. And you know, one of the things these days, I always live in the hope that we can make work better and better, better place to be, with better practices and better way of working, better ways of working. And but in fact, even now in 2025, we have companies and owners and so on and so forth still pushing us to return to office. And it's one of those things that unfortunately I'll die never understanding, like people having children. You know, I never will understand it. Like people sitting in their cars with the engine running, just idling, burning the ozone layer and destroying our environment. I can't understand why people are pushed to go to an office, to sit in traffic and create even more of a mess for the environment and more of a mess for our mental health and whatever else it is, to go and sit at a desk in the office that's exactly the same as the desk at our home, except that we're less comfortable, less private, less relaxed, less productive, because we have people interrupting us all day long and just talking and asking questions. And yes, it's nice if you choose to go every now and again, it's nice to be able to go along. If your commute is not too bad and you can go and you can see some people and chat to them. And in fact, just last night, I didn't go to the office yesterday, but I have formed a little social group, and I did walk along and meet them just outside the office at our local bar. And we had some drinks together and socialized, and that was fantastic. And that's something that we don't do when we're in the office. When we're in the office, we wave and say hello, but we've got our headsets on and we're at our desk and we're in calls. But of course, we can't really speak in those calls because we've got people around us everywhere listening to us. So there's no privacy. You can't say anything. You know, if you're having a meeting with somebody about salaries or anything confidential, you simply can't do it. oh yes, you've got a little tiny room that you can go into and take your laptop, but then you've got no camera. You've got the camera on your laptop, but and you've got your little tiny laptop screen, so you can't share one screen and talk on the other. You can't see the person properly. It just doesn't work. It's not comfortable. And I really get upset when I hear people saying it's for collaboration, because it's not for collaboration. And they know that. But of course, it's not possible to speak about the real reasons behind it.
It's cold again. It looks like rain. A procession of humanity. Strikingly simian. Saunters by, I can't explain why it's troubling to see them so. Oh, better than who we are, with mania and yearning for and learning from. Oh, better than holiness, it can be us, of loneliness and sweet revenge. A connection to the permanent, a burning. The pedestal gets in the way and cannot withstand our honest scrutiny. We're better than who we are, the mania ascending for our dead again. Sweet revenge. Do you feel the chill of December in the rioting of spring? And are we made of something better than clay? A leap, a fight, a secret right, the lonely quest for meaning and the universe. Dreaming. Oh, oh, better than who we are, with mania and yearning for and learning from. Oh, better than holiness, we can be us, of loneliness and sweet revenge.
One of my favourite Bad Religion songs, a song called Who We Are, and it was released on a compilation CD, a double album called Punkorama 8. It was the 8th Punkorama that came out. It was in 2003 and remains to this day one of my favourite Bad Religion songs. I just love the lyrics, I love the sound of Graffin's voice, and I love the harmonies. I think it's just really put together extremely well, and I'm quite surprised that it never appeared on any albums, but I think, if I remember correctly, and I may be wrong, I was going to say Punkorama was released by Fat Records, but no, in fact, I'm incorrect. It was released by Epitaph, which is Bad Religion's own label, theoretically, through Brett Gurewitz. So I'm not sure why that didn't appear on any of their albums, but it's one of those songs that I mentioned in the last podcast that just comes out in a single format or on a compilation album, just a one-off. And it's a song, again, that sounds like it's just recorded probably in a combination of Brett Gurewitz and Greg Graffin's home studios. And It just has a crisp, clear sound with not too much guitar interference, not too much noise, just the right combination, just exactly what you want to hear from a song. Beautiful.
Another road. Let go.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the opening and title track, Let Me Know When You Give Up, from Joey Cape's 2019 acoustic solo album. And of course it's called Let Me Know When You Give Up. I'm sure that after that enchanting song you find yourself sitting there in tears, like I am most days these days when I read the news or hear the news. And I try to avoid the news. I try desperately to avoid it. But it's impossible, because every sound and sight you see seems to be bad news from bad people who eat bad food and have bad hair. But exposing myself to it, one might even argue that I am my favorite enemy. My Favorite Enemy by NOFX from their 2022 album, double album it's called. Of course, there was a single album and then there was double album, and they were both essentially made up of singles that were recorded in and around the COVID pandemic. And My Favorite Enemy is one of my favorite songs. It's absolutely hilarious. And of course, the music is fantastic too. But with that, folks, thank you very much for joining. Thank you for your patience and for listening in, as always. And until next time, take care of yourself and be good.